I am sincerely grateful and deeply honored to have this opportunity to participate in this very special gathering where we have come together to celebrate the Brahmahotsav, the 35th anniversary of the Prana Pratishtha installation of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath in Radha Gopinath Temple, Chopati, Bombay. How Sri Sri Radha Gopinath descended from the spiritual world into the, at the time, very dilapidated, crumbling building of 7K on Munshi Marg is a miracle of their mercy and a testimony of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada's divine grace and compassion. When we first came to Radha Gopinath Temple, in the premise, we shared the building with probably about 10 other tenants. And we just had a tiny small room in the very back on the ground floor. And gradually, with the few devotees that were there at the temple and the sincere congregation, very, very small at the time, there was an enthusiasm to hear together Harikatha, to chant the holy names in kirtan, to serve in this spirit of a servant of a servant of a servant, and to express our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara by dedicating ourselves with much enthusiasm, without consideration of obstacles or what people may be thinking of us. We wanted to share the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, with Bombay, with India, and with the world. From that, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath reciprocated. At the beginning, the temple room, we shared it with Tinkerbell High School. Hundreds and hundreds of desks for their classes. And after about a year, when they finally moved, Radha Gopinath came and the simplicity of the beginning of our temple is something that is unrecognizable in what we have today. But I don't miss the good old days. Rather, I see that those days, as Radha Gopinath Prabhu was saying, were the seed of what is happening today and what will happen in the future. I remember when I first came back from India and moved into a temple of Srila Prabhupada, I was thinking how nice it was living on the bank of the Yamuna in Vrindavan, under a tree. And I heard a talk of Srila Prabhupada where he said, if you're living in a palace and you could best serve Krishna under a tree, then it is Maya to live in the palace. And that kind of excited me until he spoke the next part of that statement. If you're living under a tree and you could best serve in a palace, then it is Maya to be attached to living under a tree. So our advancement in Krishna consciousness is very much according to this vision, where we give value to how we could best serve. We have all heard many, many times from Srila Prabhupada, from so many of our devotees, that by placing the deities in the temple, we learn the process of devotional service, wherein we put Krishna in the center of our lives. I was reflecting on the all-encompassing realizations that we can experience by just understanding this one statement, to put Krishna in the center of our lives. In one sense, it's a very basic philosophical principle and can be applied in a very elementary way as we begin our Krishna consciousness. But this statement of Srila Prabhupada goes so deep that all the other blessings and realizations of Krishna consciousness are ultimately included in that one principle. To put Krishna in the center of our life is a truth that is deeper than any ocean. And it has no bottom. What does it mean to put Krishna in the center of our lives? In the very beginning, it may mean that we follow certain basic instructions of following regulative moral principles in our lives. We chant the holy names in a regulated, attentive way. We read from the books that Srila Prabhupada has given us. We hear from Srimad Bhagavatam and Vaishnava literatures with enthusiasm. But as we do these things, if we're sincere, then we understand the depth that it means to put Krishna in the center, that we no longer make our choices in life based on our false egos. Janasya moho yamaham mameti. The very basis of material bondage is these two misconceptions, I and mine. This disease of the illusory energy, consisting of I and mine, is so powerful. Maya is Krishna's energy. As Krishna's energy, the illusions that keep us trapped in this allurement of trying to satisfy our ego, I am mine, it practically cannot be penetrated by our own efforts. It's not by our piety. It's not even by our sadhana alone. It's not by our accomplishments that we can penetrate through the ahankar, the false ego, to reach the true nature of the jiva, the soul. It is only by seeking shelter of Krishna, surrender, to keep Krishna in the center of our lives, was personified by all of our acharyas, by the gopis, by Sri Radharani, the supreme pleasure, potency of the Lord and leader of all gopis, in the summit of the Srimad Bhagavatam, during the Rasa Lila, when Krishna invited gopis to come to him for his pleasure. Because the only pleasure of the gopis was Krishna's pleasure. Even when the gopis may have spoken about how they were feeling separation and missing Krishna, in the enjoyment of being with Krishna, their enjoyment in doing those wonderful acts of surrender devotion was simply for Krishna's pleasure. They were willing to risk their lives. They were willing to encounter is dangers, insult, rejection, humiliation. For Krishna's pleasure. When Narada Muni asked them for the dust of their feet to put on Krishna's head to relieve his headache, he immediately collected the dust of their feet and presented it to Narada Muni. He asked, "Do you know what the results will be by putting your feet on the heads of the Supreme Absolute Truth of God?" You may go to hell. They said, whatever the result is not our concern. Krishna has a headache. That is our only concern. That was their selfless devotion. We find in all the personalities of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad, Ambarish, Dhruva, Rachetas, they all live by this principle. of putting Krishna in the center of their lives. Putting Krishna in the center of our lives doesn't mean that Krishna's pleasure is according to our interpretation. Krishna tells Madbhakta Puja Vyadika, by serving and worshipping my devotees, that gives more pleasure to me than worshipping me directly. In our Vedic scriptures, our acharyas explain the Kanishta Bhakta, the Madhyam Bhakta, and the Uttam Bhakta. A Kanishta Bhakta is one who sees Krishna in the temple, and by following particular rules and regulations, one surrenders to Krishna. A Madhyam Bhakta, a higher level, is one who not only sees Krishna in the temple, but sees to please Krishna is how we treat, how we honor and respect, and how we serve Krishna's devotees. And how we're a well-wishing friend to do anything we can to uplift the conditioned souls. And to respectfully avoid being dragged down by people with materialistic conditionings. The Uttamadhikari sees Krishna in everyone's heart. In order to make spiritual progress, we need to be striving to be on this Madhyam level of devotional service. And gradually Krishna gives us the realization of being an Uttama Bhakta. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this sacred principle of being a servant of a servant of a servant. That's Krishna's desire. That is what it means to put Krishna in the center of our life. And by cultivating bhakti in this way, and with this spirit cultivating a taste for the chanting of the holy names, if we are not sincere to aspire to please our gurus, to please Srila Prabhupada, and to please Krishna according to their will, then the true taste for the holy name can never come. These benedictions are given to us. All true spiritual progress is a causeless gift of Krishna. And the sincerity of all of our devotional practices is necessary to express to Krishna our sincere desire. Yes, to put Krishna in the center of our lives is what we read in Srila Prabhupada's books, it's what we share with one another, and it is the reason why our beloved acharyas, since ancient times, have installed the Archamurti, the deities within our temples. In bhakti, the ritual of deity worship has value to the extent it is a form by which we can express our desire to please Krishna and love Krishna. And Krishna is not different than his holy names. There are no hard and fast rules for the chanting of the holy names. But even the chanting of the holy names should not just be done ritualistically. It should be with attention. In deity worship, especially for beginners, Hari Bhakti Vilas, Naracharyas, give many rules and regulations of cleanliness and procedure of how to worship the deities. We install deities in the temple, and we find this in all of our Vaishnav Sampradayas. How Madhvacharya, how he established such high and detailed standards for the worship of the deity. And Sripad Ramanujacharya, 1,000 years ago, he even went to ancient deities that were thousands of years before him. But he reestablished a form of devotion in the formula of the rituals of the deities. He reestablished principles, regulations, in Vrindavan, there is the Nimbarka Sampradaya, and for so long, the deities there have been worshipped, and that worship has been sustained for centuries. Sanatana Goswami, when he first received the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan, Srila Prabhupada explains, he was on a swing hanging from a tree on the Dvadasaditya Teel, a hill overlooking the Yamuna River. And he would go out and he would beg for some chickpeas or some wheat flour, and whatever little he had, he offered to Madan Mohan. But later, along with Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he gave to us the Hari Bhakti Vilas, which grows through many, many details of procedures of how to properly honor and worship the deity on the altar. It's not whimsical. But what are all these regulative principles of deity worship for? It is necessary for us so that we take very seriously. We don't forget, because our tendency is to forget, that this is God. This is the absolute truth. This is the supreme personality of Godhead. Srimati Radharani and Gopinath, the source of all incarnations, is personally, with all of his opulences, standing in front of me, and by the mercy of our Guru and our Acharyas, is willing to accept our care and service. How merciful is Krishna in the deity form? He's the supreme controller of all controllers. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. He is the cause of all causes, the intelligence of the intelligent, the strength of the strong, the abilities in all beings. He's the source of everything. Sarva Karana Karano. Nothing exists outside of Krishna. And yet all of his energies are emanating from his supreme personality in the spiritual world. Krishna has created the earth, all the food that we eat, the air that we breathe, the water that we drink. He's created our mothers and fathers to take care of us. He's created our little growing bodies in the womb of our mothers. He's created our brains, our eyes, our ears. And yet, he comes to us in the form of the deity. In such a way, we could serve him and we could love him. The idea of personally dancing for Radha and Krishna in this spiritual world is an inconceivable concept. The idea of cleaning their temple, of cooking for them, of making offerings for them, of making and presenting garlands to them, dressing them, bathing them. What to speak of singing their holy names for their pleasure and expanding their glories by reaching the hearts of so many of their suffering children of this world. When Srila Prabhupada asked us to put Krishna in the center and to be sincere, we need to understand the urgency of not acting according to the impulses of the false ego, of these inclinations towards satisfying I and mine. Some people will challenge that we need to satisfy ourselves. And that is true. But in the science of bhakti, we understand what it really means to satisfy ourselves. To protect the body that has been given to us, to protect the emotional conditions of our mind, never to neglect the needs of the soul. The need of the soul is to love Krishna. And it is through surrendering our false egos, by putting Krishna in the center, that this can be done. When Krishna sees we're sincere, He reveals himself. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. When by Krishna's grace, he adorns our eyes with the cosmetic of love, and we can see Krishna's beauty. When we learn to see Krishna's beauty in the form of the deities, when we learn to feel Krishna's beauty in the sound of his holy names, when we learn to experience Krishna's beauty in the message of the holy scriptures, then gradually our love for Krishna grows more and more and more. When Krishna is pleased, he gives us the vision to see him as he is. It is only by devotional service that I can be seen as I am, standing here before you. Krishna speaks this beautiful verse in the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Krishna was standing right before the eyes of Arjuna on that chariot in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. But yet, even while standing before him, perhaps hardly 1 meter away, Krishna is saying, Bhaktya Tvananya Yashakya Aham Evam Vitorjana. It is only by undivided devotion that I can be seen as I am, standing here before you. Yes, Krishna has come in the form of Gopinath with Srimati Radharani, the supreme goddess of devotion and love. And Kali Kali Namarupe Krishna Bhata. Krishna has come within the beautiful sound vibration of his holy names. The same principle is there. Devotion. I remember Srila Prabhupada saying that you can show your love for me by how you cooperate together for this mission. I have seen Srila Prabhupada being very dissatisfied with people trying to become advanced devotees without showing respect and honor to cooperate with other devotees. Srila Prabhupada did give us the very essence for the highest realizations of Goloka Vrindavan. And he taught us the mature path by which we can achieve. Things always change in this world. It is human nature that when something was very wonderful We want it to always be in that form. But a devotee sees an ever-increasing opportunity to experience that wonderfulness, even as various forms may change. In the early days of Radha Gopinath Temple, there was so much personal intimacy because there was only a few people. And it's natural for those who were there at that time to think how nice it was then. We would go on yatras with about 25 or 30 people, weeks at a time, and just be together from 4 in the morning till midnight. And I was told this morning by Sanat Kumar Prabhu that this year in Jagannath Puri there's approximately 10,000 devotees registered. So, was it wonderful in those days? Yes, it was. But things change. And we have to see how it's actually more wonderful now if we have the right consciousness. Because the idea of growing in Krishna consciousness through the experiences of our past is so that we could recognize how whatever may change, the opportunity to serve and to be with Krishna is always supremely wonderful. Srila Prabhupada was living in Vrindavan at Radha Damodar Temple. He is our acharya. He had so many beloved god brothers, and so many beloved Brijavasi friends. He could just look out his door and see Sri Sri Radha Damodar, the deities of Jiva Goswami. He'd look out his window and see the samadhi of Rupa Goswami in his Bhajan Kutir. In 1965, and for about half of 1966, he was living practically homeless in a very run-down part of New York City. But he was seeing the wonderful opportunity to serve there. And somehow a few people came, and there was 26 Second Avenue, and he saw the wonderful opportunity to serve there. And after a couple years, it was a worldwide movement with tens and thousands of devotees in 108 temples, and he was traveling in jet airplanes, circled the world 12 times, and he was seeing the wonderful opportunity to serve there. So yes, things change. Forms change. And what to speak of our own bodies, you know, those of you who are young, there's so much incredible opportunities you have to accomplish so much in the compassionate mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with your youthful energy. And for those who are getting really old, and our bodies and our memories and all of these things are, you know, gradually failing, inevitable, we never get discouraged. Bhakti means to see the wonderful opportunity to serve even within all of these changes. Sometimes people disappoint us. Sometimes people we look up to and love and are inspired by the most, they leave their bodies. Everything changes in this world. Death is certain for all of us. But bhakti is always be looking for the wonderful opportunities to serve in every situation. Not to be discouraged by how things may have changed from what we used to like. Not to be discouraged by even our own shortcomings or the shortcomings of others. But to be looking for wonderful opportunity to serve. Because as long as Krishna is within our hearts, as long as we are under the shelter of the mercy of our gurus, the wonderful opportunity to serve can never be taken away from us. When you build a foundation in a building, that foundation remains as long as the building exists. And the foundation by which we build all of our advancement in Krishna consciousness is very much on how we're always seeking the wonderful opportunity to serve. That is bhakti. It is that consciousness where we sincerely, attentively chant the holy names, speak and hear Harikatha, worship the deities, and do all of our other devotional activities, that Krishna will be pleased with us. Looking upon all of you at this moment, I cannot tell you how overwhelmed I am with joy and gratitude. If only you can see what I see. Maybe you do on the screen, I don't know. But you're all sitting hearing Harikatha at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Vyasa-san, gazing upon the beauty of Sri Sri Nitai Gaurachandra, Sri Gopalji, and Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. How you are all gathered together as a community. The material world is a very hard place. It is a place where suffering and death is inevitable. In fact, in all the joys and happiness of material life, suffering and death is imminent. Krishna consciousness is the means by which we understand why the material world is like it is, how it operates, and what the very purpose of life is. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. The Brahma Sutra, or Vedanta Sutra, which is a distilling of all the knowledge of Vedas, begins with this principle. Now that you have become a human being, inquire about Brahma, about the nature of God, the absolute truth, the nature of our own relationship with God, Janmadyasyayataha, the cause of all causes. Srimad Bhagavatam is Vyasadeva's commentary of Vedanta Sutra. Which brings us to the appreciation that unmotivated, undivided devotional service is the supreme dharma. It's the very nature of the soul. Over the past 35 years of Sri Siddhartha Gopinath Temple, I have seen the miracle of so many of our devotees remaining faithful, remaining enthusiastic, striving to serve with humility, striving to cooperate with one another for this higher purpose. And yes, inevitably in this world, some people will leave the path. But still, whatever progress they have made is a blessing that will be with them forever. And I see new people coming with an innocent faith, an innocent enthusiasm to hear the message of Krishna, with ultimate hopes of happiness in this life and eternally in the spiritual world. I am so grateful and so proud of all of you. The most wonderful way to put Radha Gopinath in the center of our lives, which is the true way that we honor and celebrate them on their anniversary, Brahmotsava, is to honor and respect the devotees of the Lord, and with true Vaishnav character to be striving to be the best possible example. A good disciple doesn't just speculate. Certainly, every devotee has creative free will to express their will to love Krishna, to serve their gurus. But honesty and sincerity is required to make real advancement. What is it that my guru would really want? What is it that Radha Gopinath really want of me? That question is the question that defines how sincere we are. The idea of jumping over really means I do what I like because of this janasya moho yamahamamati. What will please Srila Prabhupada? What will please his representatives? What will please Sri Sri Radha Gopinath? Let that be the compass in which we make our decisions and move forward. Sometimes those around us are weak and sometimes strong. Sometimes we are weak and sometimes strong. Sankirtan doesn't only mean singing and chanting together. That's at the heart of Sankirtan. But it cannot be separated from having this community of being there to uplift one another, to protect one another, to respect one another. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath have descended upon their altar 35 years ago to invite us into the eternal pastimes of Goloka Vrindavan. Let us recognize their supreme mercy. And let us reciprocate with grateful hearts by how we honor them and serve them, and by how we honor and serve the will of Srila Prabhupada who brought them into all of our hearts. And by how we treat each other. Radha Gopinath Temple was a few devotees 35 years ago. And now there's so many other projects that have developed, and literally tens and thousands of devotees. Tens and tens and thousands of devotees. That seed had blossomed into. How grateful we are. We are not impersonalists. We have a powerful philosophy to defeat the misconceptions of impersonalism. But along that, our character in how we treat each other needs to rise above impersonalism. To personally care. Personally care about the mission of our gurus and personally care of those who are dedicated to the mission of our gurus. And as far as possible, to personally care about the sufferings of the people in this world. in that consciousness, when we take care of our own emotional conditions through all the anxieties of life, and as we care for our own physical health, it should be built on the foundation that our emotional and physical health will facilitate my being an instrument. Vishesh Srila Prabhupada and Radha Gopinath Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu's compassion with the world and with each other. I'm sharing with you a brief meditation on this day of Brahmotsava. Essentially, my heart's wish today is simply to express my incomprehensible indebtedness to each of you individually and as a community. The more we glorify Radha Gopinath, the greater we could serve all living beings. What it means to glorify Radha Gopinath has been the subject of today's talk. Please, I appeal to you as a beggar, take this teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada very seriously as your life and soul. Through your prayers, share it with each other. Thank you very much. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Ananti Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai.